what the fuck am I doing? This is so dumb. This is so dumb. I am so, so pathetic. You really outdone yourself this time, Ollie. Well, I've come this far already. Not like I have anything else to do tonight. I guess there are worse ways to waste my time. Now, where were those instructions? Ah, here we go. Okay, draw the inscriptions on the floor like so. There we go. Wait, is that right? I guess so. Looks an awful lot like the print symbol, but whatever. What the hell do I know? Anyway, what's next? Light 6 candles. Okay, got it. Simple enough. 1, 2, 3. Wait, come to think of it, I hope scented candles are okay. My apartment's gonna smell like Crate and Barrel for a month. Oh well, just another handy reminder of how pathetic this is. Alright, last step. Wait, what? What the hell does this mean? Gird thyself, Seeker, and kneel astride the sigil. Speak thy heart's sordid want into the aching empty, and take heart or despair. Thy words shall echo, gestate, and return. So, make a wish? I mean, okay, I can make a wish. Simple, easy. I'll kneel down on the floor like an idiot and make the stupid wish. And then, when it doesn't work, I'll have another drink, rub one out, and fall asleep watching The Office. Just like always. No harm done. Curiosity satisfied. Okay, here we go. Okay, no. No fucking way. This is a new low, even for me. I should not be trying to summon demons into my apartment like I'm some edgy high schooler. What I should be doing is getting back on Tinder just like my friends told me to. Would that be so bad? Talk to some guys, go on a couple of dates with them, get brought home to see their sword collections, get a bunch of unwanted dick pics. Okay, fine. Here goes nothing. Hello, spirits or demons or whatever. I don't know what to say here. Well, here's my heart's want, I guess. I've been living alone for quite a while now, which is great when it comes to grocery bills, but not so much when it comes to emotional and mental health stuff. Not to mention, I haven't gotten laid since, Obama, I think. And I've been trying to date, but it hasn't been going very well at all. And so, basically, I'm really, really lonely. And every night I go to bed on my own, it just kills me a little bit more. So, I just want somebody, you know? Somebody who will stick around and listen. Somebody who won't go away when I need them. Just for once, I want somebody who will help me figure out who I am. There, that's my wish. Best regards, Ollie. Yeah. Yeah, of course it didn't work. Because magic doesn't exist. And neither do demons, witches, or any chance of my life ever improving. Great! Good to have scientific proof at last. Oh well, time for plan B. God damn it. Did I forget to switch out the batteries in my vibrate? Oh, sweet Jesus, fuck. That's a fucking demon. That is a whole ass devil thing in my goddamn apartment. Magic is fucking real, and I summoned a sexy evil spirit. Oh shit, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. It's coming closer, and I. Okay, wait. No. I see what's going on here. There's no sexy demon walking towards me. That's just not happening. Not at all. What's really happening is that I've gone crazy. Yep. That's all. Loneliness has finally driven me insane, just like Aunt Moira said. So there's really nothing to worry about. I'll just reach out my hand, and when it doesn't touch anything, the hallucination will be broken, and I'll return to my normal, boring. Okay, no, that's a real chest. A nice one, too. Do you work out? Okay. So it's real. You're real. And that's fine. That is totally okay. It's not something worth freaking out about, so I'm not freaking out. I am calm, collected, and fully in control of my mental facilities. Mental facilities. What did I say? Oh God, oh my God. This is crazy. This is crazy. Okay. Calm down, Ollie. Deep breaths. You did this on purpose, right? You deliberately sought out the forces of darkness, so there's no reason to be surprised when a hard-body demon dude magically poofs into your apartment. That's to be expected. Probably. Just introduce yourself. But yeah, introduce yourself and hope he doesn't eat you. Hello, new friend. Welcome to Earth. My name is Ollie. I'm 22 years old and I'm in marketing. That probably doesn't mean much to you. Sorry, I'm just a little flustered. What's your name? Oh, I have to name you? Well, that's kind of fucked up. Don't they give you a name in, I don't know, demon school? What? You're not a demon. You're an incubus? Well, I mean, that seems like semantics to me, but whatever. I clearly have no idea what I'm talking about. In fact, I'm feeling just a little bit out of my depth in general right now. I don't know how to. Where the hell did I put those instructions? Would you excuse me for just one second? You just sit down right over there and hang tight for a second. Tim? No, shit, that's terrible. Let's just put a pin in this whole naming thing for right now. Okay, ancient text, please tell me what the fuck is going on. Okay, incubi are born to serve without thought or question. Though a heart develops in time, they delight in satisfying their master's desires until the secret hurt within them is banished. Jesus Christ, who wrote this? The Riddler? Whatever. I'm your master. Oh God, do not call me that. Ollie is fine. So you have to do whatever I tell you. Oh, you want to do whatever I tell you. That's chivalrous, I guess. All right, let's start simple. Will you, pour me another glass of wine? Thank you. How kind. Okay, I'm gonna level with you, my friend. I made this plan when I was very sad and tipsy, and I never really expected it to work, so I have no idea what to do right now. I know I can tell you to do whatever I want, but it's like when my mom asks me what I want for Christmas, you know? With all those options, I can never choose. I never really know what I want. Maybe that's my problem with men. I mean, did I tell you about my problems with men? Because, oh boy, they're considerable. Like, I never know when to ask a guy to just take it slow or, you know, quit fucking around and just go down on me already. What the fuck? Did you just poof my pants off? Dude, like, cool trick and all, but I was joking, and that was my favorite pair of. Oh. Oh, wow. You have really soft hands. They look big and kind of spooky, but when you touch my thighs like that. What? No, I don't want you to stop. I mean, do you want to stop? You can totally stop if you want to stop, of course, obviously. But like, it would be okay if you kept going. Just let me sit down over here. Okay, here we go. Sorry, I haven't shaved in a little while. Didn't think it would matter today. Oh, you like it? That's kind of hot, actually. I'll keep that in mind, I guess. What are you waiting for? Oh God, am I rushing you? Oh no, I am so sorry. I just don't know how this works, and I'm just. What? I have to tell you what I want. I mean, I'm sitting on the couch with my legs spread. Isn't it obvious? No, it's not like I can't tell you. It's just those words always feel so weird coming out of my mouth, you know? I can never really say that stuff with anybody. Like, what if the guy gets grossed out or offended or isn't, like, open to things? It kinda scares me, I guess. Well, no, I guess I don't have to worry about that with you, do I? Okay, then do it. Eat my pussy. Oh. Oh my God. You're so fucking good at that. Oh, your lips are so soft and strong, sucking on my clit. Just like that. Suck it hard and fast. Now put your tongue in inside. Put your tongue. Oh my God. Oh my God. How fucking long is your tongue? You're hitting my G spot. Oh, fuck. Push on it. Push harder, baby. Sorry, I know I'm pulling your horns, but I just can't. Oh, fuck. Oh, my fucking god. Holy shit. Oh my god, no one's ever eaten me out like this before. It just feels so good. Just squeezing around your tongue like this. Your lips. Oh, they're making my pussy tingle. It's so strange, but it makes me so fucking hot. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm coming already. Push your tongue deeper. Faster. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. I'm coming. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ! Holy shit! That was unexpected. I've never. It usually takes guys forever to get me to come, but you. Wow. It's like, you know. What I want the moment I do. Will you kiss me, please? Oh my god, your face is dripping. Am I really that wet? Let me feel. Oh wow, I'm so. Nobody's ever made me that wet before. That's so fucking hot. I think I might have an idea. Listen, so this is something I've been curious about for a long time, but I've never had the nerve to ask any of my old boyfriends about it. I was worried they'd freak out or get the wrong idea, but I think maybe you're just the right person to ask. Will you play with my ass? Just a little bit. I've always wanted to know, you know, what it feels like. Yeah? Okay, here, let me just put a pillow underneath me. So, I've never done this before and I'm not sure what to expect, so it might be a little tight, but I'm already so wet down there. Maybe just start with your fingers? Yeah. Just rub around it, get it wet. That that feels a little bit weird, but also really nice. I like it. Just, yeah, but keep going slow like that. Now, put a finger in. Slowly. Yeah, be gentle, please. I'm not sure if. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy shit. That's. It doesn't feel how I expected, but oh my god. That feels so fucking good. Push deeper. Yeah, push a little bit deeper. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. You can move it now. Just in and out. Slowly. Slowly. Oh, God. This is. I've never felt anything like this before. Your fingers sliding in and out of my ass. It feels so dirty. I feel so dirty, but Holy shit, I love it. Two fingers now. Two fingers. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God, that's so fucking good. Pump your fingers faster. Pump them faster, baby. Oh, God, I can feel my pussy dripping down on your fingers. It's so wet. Push your fingers deep and let me squeeze around them. Let me squeeze my asshole around you. Oh, Jesus Christ. I need. Wait. Stop. I don't know if you're doing something to me, or if it's just me, but I need your cock in my ass. I need it so fucking bad. I'm worried that you'll be too big, but fuck it. Just take off that loincloth thing and let me. Oh my God. It's perfect. Your cock is the perfect size. What are the odds of... Oh, you made it that size for me? That's a hell of a trick. I guess that's to be expected of a demon cock. Sorry, incubus cock. Incudick? Whatever, just lay on top of me. I'm a little bit scared seeing your cock lined up with my ass like that. I never expected anything like this, but... Yes. Oh, yes, I want this. I really, really want this. Push it in. Fuck me. Fuck my ass. Oh, my God. You're in. You're all the way in. Holy shit. I can feel every inch of you throbbing inside me. Your balls rubbing against my ass. That's so fucking hot. Now, press into me. But slowly, I think... No. I know I can take it. Holy shit. Oh yes. Oh my fucking God, yes. You're so fucking deep in my ass. I can feel every inch sliding in and out. Oh my God, that feels so fucking good. I've never felt anything like this before. Oh, Jesus, fuck. My ass is clenching down on you so fucking hard with every thrust. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're so fucking hard. Just tell me when you're gonna come, okay? Oh, you only come when I tell you to? Holy shit, you're a miracle, you know that? Oh shit, this is so good. Keep going, baby, keep fucking my ass. A little harder now. Harder. Oh, fuck. Pound my ass. Pound it, baby. Give me every goddamn inch. Ah, shit. You're so hard. You're so fucking hard for me. My ass feels so tight around your hard fucking cock. Oh my God, that feels so fucking good. Jesus. Oh God. I think I'm gonna come, baby. My ass is gonna come for you. I want you to come with me. Please come with me. I'm gonna come, baby. Come in my ass. Come for me, baby. Fill me up. Come in my ass. Come. Oh my God. can feel your cum pumping into my ass. That is so, so fucking hot. Holy shit. Oh, that's it, baby. Give it all for me. I want every drop. Oh, Jesus. Kiss me. Kiss me. Oh. Holy shit, you came so much. I can feel it. I was always curious, but I never knew I would love that so fucking much. Oh. Okay, pull it out. Pull it out slowly. Oh. Oh. Okay. I came from anal. I didn't even know. Is that a thing? Seriously? Holy. Holy shit. I'm shaking. God damn. Wow, I think your cum is leaking out of my ass. There's so much. No, no, it's okay. I'll just clean the couch later. No big deal. Just come here and hold me, please. I could get used to sitting here like this. Your arms are so strong. I feel really safe. Like there's nowhere else I'd rather be. So, I still don't know how this arrangement works. Are you here with me forever? Good. I think you and I are gonna have a lot of fun. Never knew I could be so decisive. I feel stronger now somehow. No, I don't need anything else right now. I just need you. Right here. With me. I still don't have a good name for you yet, but why don't we try coming up with one together? The book said that your heart would develop over time, so we'll find something that suits you. But for now, I just want to sit here. Just hold me close, okay? I'd hate for you to go poof away when I'm not looking.